AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be here on a Monday. Matt, Hunter here. Hunter, how was your weekend?
Fantastic.
Anything but anyone you want to share?
No, nothing in particular. Just great weekend. Mother's Day was nice.
Oh, it was
good
very
weather.
Nice. Yes, I was able to we yesterday because I kept the kids happy, so you know my wife could rest. We got everything planted in the yard. All the flowers are planted. Mm-hmm. I kind of moved away this year from vegetables. I've just had such mixed results. And so the only thing I planted this year is stuff that I know, well, I've got a pretty good track record of growing pretty well. Broccoli's in, tomatoes are in. I get lemon cucumbers, which are basically as advertised. It's a cucumber that's basically yellow and shaped like a lemon.
Yeah.
All right. And they grow like weed. They're fantastic. I love those. Those are great. And especially in summer, nice cool dish. Mm-hmm. Carrots grow really well. I get radishes pretty well, but that's pretty much it.
Well, that's quite a few things.
Yeah, I got a few things in, but mostly flowers because, you know, I like the butterflies and bumblebees. And so I got tons of zinnias in, got dahlias in, got all that stuff planted. And I got ground bees, which are, you know, talk about a bee with, you know what those are? They make a hive underground, and they've done so in my front garden. They love my front garden. And as a matter of fact, when we had the house resided a few years ago, the guys set up to side out there, and there was a huge, huge swarm of them for a while there. We were like, uh-oh, what do we do here? Because, yeah, they just step in the garden. They had to do that. So, but I get the ground bees. I had to work around them. But the payoff is come late summer, I'll have tons of monarchs, which are just great. Mm-hmm. I love the monarch butterflies. And then bumblebees and stuff. So I'm all set to go. And it's seasonal, too. It goes through. I'll have flowers blooming all summer long, in the fall. So
yeah, fantastic.
But I have a few plants that died, and it's these are the things. You know why I'm so focused on this? Because I got my colonoscopy coming up here in a week from today. I turned 50 in October, and as I've said here, you know, some people are like, I don't want to hear this. Okay, I'm not going to give you details. It's time for cave exploring with Matt. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, it's spelunking. Yes. Worst family summer vacation ever. No, I'm not getting into the details here, but I will say this, is that as much as we kind of, colonoscopies are incredibly important. If you get over 50, you need to have them. I'm personally, my daughters are still in school. I want to be there when they get married. I want to be there when, you know, even when they graduate college and high school, I want to be there. And part of that means doing, you know, preventive maintenance and checkups as you need to do them to, you know, if there's a problem, we can get it addressed. And yes, it is slightly intrusive to say the least, but I'm actually, you know what I'm more concerned about? I can't eat anything for like Sunday and a Monday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, look at me. I'm not a small man. I gotta, you know, who wants more Gator? Not me. Broth. I can have broth.
Ooh, exciting.
Wow. There's a few Asian, Southeast Asian restaurants who their broth I might actually have to, you know, this is not exactly a punishment, really, if you know the truth. But and it's great because they're saying, we don't want you eating fiber, which is like so contradictory. No, we don't want you eating the whole grain bread. No, go get the whitest white bread you can find. Get that. You know, biscuits. Get them. Nothing, bananas only, no other fruit. So I got to get, that's going to be my dietary regime later this week.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, they said pancakes and waffles. So I'm good, man. I'm going to be set. I am going to be set. Get your colonoscopy done. I'm not going to be here next Monday, but I will, you know, I will talk about it, not in details. Like I said, you know, it's cliff diving with Matt McNeil. No, we're not going to do that. No. But I'll explain. You need to get this done. If you're 50 and older, you need to get it done. I can't even comprehend I'm 50. Yet this is, a priority for me. And so I hope it becomes one for you. And there's a lot of things out there. It's I was talking to my dental hygienist a few weeks ago. And, you know, she was telling me that, you know, it's, you know, you get people who just because they don't like the dentist, they come on in and it's like, you know, you almost want to tell them if you would just come on in a more regular basis and had things checked and cleaned and taken care of, you wouldn't have to be getting a full root canal done. But, you know, because people are afraid of it, they don't like it, they get uncomfortable with it. know, in a lot of cases can't afford it, but you know, you gotta try to make things happen. And you know, I understand. And by the way, I've actually been inundated with people saying, well, you know, you can do a mail-in thing where you can mail, you get a kit at home and do it to yourself and you mail it in. You know, do it to my at-home colonoscopies. No, that's not that. Plus the fact that I did some research on them and they're not, there's quite a few things they can miss. So, I, you know, for me, it's kind of one of those things where, no, I'm gonna do it the old-fashioned way. apparently, one of the things that could inflate me like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon, which is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that one. But we'll see how it goes, okay? And hopefully I'll have a clean bill of health when I come out of this. Jeff is in Minneapolis. He wanted to give me some reassurance. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Matt, just giving you reassurance. Kudos to you for getting it done. I had mine done last summer.
Okay.
Not a big deal. The prep is the hardest part. When I went in, and I won't name the clinic, but they do a lot here in the Twin Cities. It was such a unique experience. Very kind people, professional. The building looked like a big warehouse, very, you know, dimly lit, music in the background. They give you a sedative. I had the best sleep I ever had. Woke up and the procedure was done. Find a 3 polyps, which they remove. And like the doctor says, it's a good thing because you don't want those hanging around. And, you know, it's not a big deal. I recommend and encourage every male out there, and female for that matter, to have it done. Not a big deal.
And by the way, Jeff, I'm glad on the clean bill of health, and I'm glad they took care of that. But that's exactly it. It's the polyps. They want to check for those, and those can become you know, cancerous. So you want to be very careful. And having this checked at this point, that this is a very safe way. Because like I said, cancer. We've all known someone. Cancer is a horrible disease, yes. And we do not. And if it's a little prevention goes a long way. And trust me, as uncomfortable as someone might be out there by you know, the thought of a colonoscopy, it is. Trust me, it's a million times better than having to deal with cancer. So by all means, that's, I think, the key. And good for you. I'm glad you got yours.
To you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Jeff in Minneapolis, very solid. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And he's right. Get it done. Although I do hope when they knock me out, you know, as opposed to kind of one of those, you know, half awake drugs.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to start in on a comedy routine. You know it. Hey, Doc, you've been working with the alien invaders? No. I'm going to start in. I already know it. So just knock me out completely, and I'll you know, it'll be my lucky day. 952-946-6205. By the way, want to remind people of a story. If you hadn't heard this story. It's an interesting one that happened 2 weeks ago exactly today, in the Minnesota House, and it involved a guy named Tony Jurgens, who is a House rep there. He's a Republican House rep, and Jurgens, when he was frustrated and angry after an amendment failing in the Minnesota House, Tony Jurgens, the Republican representative. Went in and physically and verbally threatened Jamie Becker Finn, a Democratic representative, congresswoman in the Minnesota House. So you have a Republican congressman threatening a Democratic congresswoman because he's upset that an amendment failed on a bill. And he came up behind her, snuck up behind her, smacked his hand hard on a table to physically intimidate her. And then started yelling at her, and it was so bad that there actually someone had to get in front of Tony Jurgens and get him away from her because the concern was he was going to physically assault her of something of that nature. That would be my interpretation of why someone would have to yank a sitting congressman away from another congresswoman in the Minnesota House is because they were concerned for, you know, someone's safety. And, you know, this is not an everyday story. This is something that, you know, I'm actually blind to understand how in the world the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, the TV stations, I'll even go MinPost, NPR. I don't understand why no one is covering this because I went today and I typed in on a Google search Jurgens and Becker Finn, and the only story that came up was the original one from Bluestem Prairie Sally Joe doing a great job out there. The only person that has reported on this, a sitting Republican congressman threatening a sitting Democratic congresswoman in the Minnesota House. This on top of Cal Barr's threats, because he was so angry the Democrats were writing a bill that he didn't approve of. He threatened to throw them to the curb, stomp on them, and then run them over a few times. We have the tape of him saying it. So we have these threats that are coming on out here, and you'd think this is something, and trust me, and we talked about this last week, my God, can you imagine what the response would be by the media of this town, not just the Republicans, but the media of this town, if Ilhan Omar had even slightly suggested something, a threat against a Republican? My God. It would be above the fold on all the papers. It'd be the lead story in the TV shows and be covered everywhere. And like I said, I am mind-boggled that this is the case, because it's not like you guys are busy with frickin' news. Why do I say that? Care 11 today. If you go to Care 11, guess what the number one story on Care 11 is right now? Apparently a bear attacked a dog in Wisconsin. Yes, a bear attacked a dog in Wisconsin.
Yep, you're right.
There it is. Not congressman threatens congresswoman in the Minnesota House. No, bear attacks dog in Wisconsin. You are so pathetically trying to avoid this story now. You're actually searching for bear attack stories in our neighboring states. Oh, I can't tell. I can go through the who's got the best burger or, family saves duck stories I've seen in the last week alone that have littered the news media of this town. And once again, if a Democrat was to threaten a Republican, especially if it was, Ilhan Omar, oh my God, would the media of this town go berserk? But instead, what do we have? We have a media which is in their silence, almost working with the Republicans. Doing what the Republicans want. The Republicans were so scared of this story. They themselves filed a complaint against Jamie Becker Finn, basically saying because they interpreted her as gloating. They viewed her as gloating. And I said, gloating? What was she doing? Was she high-fiving? Was she chest-bumping like it was Toronto beating Philadelphia in a basketball game? What was the gloating? How do you say gloating? And you look at a person and say, well, they're clearly gloating. And that she was laughing, and they interpreted the laughing at the defeat of the amendment. What, once again, the entire Republican response to this whole thing has been, yeah, that he threatened her, but, well, and they're not even acknowledging that he threatened her, but she deserved it. I mean, that's kind of their whole mentality right now. If you look at their response, she was such a bad person. We looked at her, we determined she was gloating, we determined she was laughing at us, so we had to act. And, it's just pathetic. And so the Republicans were clearly terrified of this story coming on out. So that's why they did the preemptive, counter-protest story. But no, only one of these stories involves a sitting congressman physically and verbally threatening a sitting congresswoman. And the media of this town, and you know what? And is it because I brought it up? Is it really that simple? That the liberal guy brought it up, and henceforth, if we report on it, the Republicans are going to accuse us of just being a mouthpiece for AM 950. No, leave me out of this. If you go to Blue Stem Prairie, you can follow the paper trail. It is part of the Journal of the House, the May 2nd, 2009 Journal of the House report, beginning on page 5582. There you go. You can leave me out of it. Leave the station out of it. I don't care. I just don't think it's right. We have Republicans threatening Democrats, and the media of this town acts as if, well, that's just something that happens every day. Ooh, look, a bear attacked a dog. Ho, ho, ho. That's our number one story. Because one of these days, one of these short-tempered jackasses from the right is going to physically assault someone. and you guys are going to try to play it out. It's like, who could have seen this coming? We didn't see this coming at all. You didn't see it coming because you were clenching your eyelids so freaking tightly that it was, you're bleeding. This is the second time now. Second time you've had this happen. A threat of violence. Is it really? Let me ask you this. If you do end up getting, if all of a sudden, you know, and this is a pure hypothetical, a Republican actually does assault a Democrat on the House floor, maybe live during, like, they have it, you know, streaming online or something like that. That they have it there. Will you still report on it? Well, you know, there's a story about a cat from Iowa that, you know, that's really heating up the presses here. We got to cover that one first and foremost. That's our biggest priority. I'm not letting this go because I am not going to allow the media of this town to act as if no one saw this coming when the eventual assault does happen. Because I guarantee you, these Republicans, these modern Republicans, they have built themselves a fatal flaw, a vicious circle. And that fatal flaw is that they consider the Democrats beneath them. And so it so infuriates them. This is why when you look at a Kurt Daut shouting and Drazkowski shouting and the rest of these Republicans having their little hissy fits, it's because they have built themselves up to this idea that the Democrats should not be in charge. And that anything other than the Republicans in full charge is an insult to them. And because they're not taking their foot off the gas pedal, they're only getting out and vilifying and vilifying and vilifying more. God forbid one of these clowns comes in with a gun and starts shooting people because they introduced a bill that was really, really angering me. What's it going to take, media of the Twin Cities, for you to get off your lazy asses and do your job? I am not a journalist. I'm a trained chimp. I admit that. But when I can look at this and say, dear God, this is a major news story, and you guys are like, oh, well, there's a bear attacked a dog. You're pathetic. It's pathetic. I'll keep on this. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit nicksalavik.com. That's nicksalavik.com to learn more.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, I want to tell everyone out there, I did the band thing where you list the six bands and then, or you list five bands and then a sixth one that you did not see, and people take a guess at which ones did you see that one?
No, I didn't see it.
Everyone on the freaking planet was listing off bands all weekend long on this. And, scrolling down here, my list. Okay, here's my list. Take a guess. I want you to guess, Hunter.
Okay.
The Beach Boys, U2, Aretha Franklin, The Wiggles, Panic at the Disco, B.B. King, Lady Gaga. Which one of those did I not see in concert?
I'm going to go B.B. King.
You are the only one that got it right. There you go. I did not see B.B. King in concert. I have seen the Beach Boys. I saw Beach Boys and Aretha Franklin. There was an open-air concert area in Lake Lanier, Georgia when I was a kid, and both of them came through, and I saw them both there. U2, I've been to quite a few of their shows. The Wiggles. I saw the Wiggles live with the kids when they were younger. Panic at the Disco, when my kids were younger, just a few years ago, about 2017, they loved Mr. Wives, which opened up for Panic at the Disco. I mean, they adored them. So we went and saw Mr. Wives opening up, and then I saw Panic at the Disco, and I thought that was good. And then I saw Lady Gaga last time she was through town. So
yeah, the B.B. King answer seemed like the one that could be thrown in there to...
Well, the Wiggles.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, seriously, I thought I was initially going to do much more of a kind of a linear list that was going to be like, oh, pretty obvious which one. But mm-hmm. I've seen some concerts, man, so I didn't put Iron Maiden on there. I could have put Iron Maiden in there. I should have. 952-946-6205. Hey, let's go with crime update. Former candidate for St. Paul City Council avoided additional jail time when he was sentenced Friday for posting topless photo of his wife online when he was running for the city's Ward 4 seat. Ramsey County District Judge Robert Oswum placed David Martinez on probation for the next 2 years, ordered that he receive mental health evaluation, avoid drugs and alcohol, and refrain from having contact with his wife on one count of non-consensual dissemination of private sexual images. If Martinez doesn't follow the terms, he'll be sent to jail for close to a year. He was given credit for 12 days he spent in jail following his arrest. Earlier, Martinez, 39, pled guilty to the crime in March after previously denying it. As part of his plea deal, prosecutors agreed that the felony charge would be sentenced to a gross misdemeanor. He posted the photo to his campaign website last July 14th, one day after his estranged wife filed for an order of protection against him. Martinez initially denied posting the image. He says campaign website had been hacked. Not exactly crime of the century, dude. But I will say this, that once again, how you gave him such a light sentence, I don't know. Also, Twin Cities man who briefly pitched with the Twins organization had two short stints as a major leaguer, has pled guilty after being accused of cheating a post-baseball employer out of roughly $250,000 while working as an accountant. Benjamin Hendrickson, 38, I don't even remember this guy pitching for the Twins. He, 38, of Excelsior, pled guilty in Anoka County District Court last week to two counts of theft by swindle, which cover more than $145,000 of the overall total. Two other counts were dismissed. Oh, isn't that convenient? Guy steals $250,000, and we're just going to charge you for the $145,000. Yeah, we'll give you the white guy discount. White guy discount. We'll let those two go. The plea agreement calls for Hendrickson to serve a 90-day sentence. Formal sentencing is scheduled for August 26th. You know why I'm laughing. You stole $250,000, and you get 90 days in the pokey. Meanwhile, if an African-American guy was to take $20 from a liquor store, they would lock him away for 7 years. But white guy discount. according to the criminal complaint, while with Floors Northwest in Fridley, where Hendrickson worked for several years until he left his job in 2017, he would alter the amount of cash received to make it look like less was collected from sales staff. Hendrickson deposited the lesser amount and kept the rest. Nearly $160,000 in the money he stole was taken in the final 2 years of his employment. He also allegedly shifted $10,000 of the company's money to a personal health care account that paid his medical bills. Hendrickson admitted to police that he stole from the company, but said he thought that the total was between $50,000 and $35,000. Okay, this is comical. How did you charge this, not only give this guy more time? He admitted stealing. It's not even close. I mean, there's no real doubt here from the story. Oh, yeah, I took money that was coming in. I just put it into my own account and done. And when he was caught, he was like, I took between 50 and 75 grand. Oh, no, 250? Oh, well, what are you going to do? I'll check my pockets. He said he took the money to help pay bills as he was working paycheck to paycheck and not getting ahead. Oh, isn't it so nice? The Star Tribune gave us this little glimpse into his life to justify stealing $250,000. Hey, the fellow was just having a hard time. If he only could get a job, I don't know, as an accountant or something. You know, something that pays a pretty good paycheck usually. And you know, maybe rein in his spending a little bit. You know, he might actually be able to get a good lifestyle. Instead, he, it's hard. I was only making, what was your standard accountant make per year? $65,000, $60,000 a year?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It can barely get by, though, on that, can't you? Oh, my God. Hendrickson progression into the big league started. Oh, and now we're going to give the high school sports star background look, because he came from Bloomington Jefferson High School before his draft. Come on. Don't you remember? He had that game where he played and he did that one thing. It was so great. And he can barely get by. He can barely get by. Someone think of the guy who's an accountant who could basically trim some of his finances but refuses to. Why won't anyone think about him? 90 days. White guy does this, 90 days in jail. Black guy steals $5. Put him in jail for life. Teach him a lesson. Oh, God. Do I hate when I see this level of injustice going on out there? Hey, don't get me wrong. If you think someone deserves time, give them time. But then don't come around when they're the next guy who does something far more heinous, but just happens to have a lighter skin color. You say, well, come on. Don't you remember when he played sports? Please. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do return, let's talk about the absolutely imploding trade market, shall we? It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Mark your calendars to attend the second annual Powderhorn Shark Tank Small Business Competition for Makers, Hustlers, and Entrepreneurs, Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. As one of the Twin Cities' most refreshing and authentic community-centered small business competitions, this event will feature live pitches from 13 finalists who offer a wide range of products and services. Six winners will be chosen by a phenomenal panel of judges and will receive thousands of dollars in cash prizes. Held in the heart of South Minneapolis at the Powderhorn Recreation Center, located at 3400 South 15th Avenue. This is a family-friendly event you don't want to miss. The Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association is the proud host of this event, which is made possible in part by the generous support of several lead sponsors, including U.S. Bank, the Seward Community Co-op, and the Midtown Global Market. Learn more at www.ppna.org. See you all on May 18th.
Oh, by the way, Diane D on Twitter just doing a fine thing. Pioneer Press posted a story. Catch this breaking news. Michelle Bachman's house has sold for $945,000. That story, the Pioneer Press has determined, is far more important than a congressman threatening verbally and physically another congresswoman in the U.S., in the Minnesota House. Hey, maybe that's what we should do, is that If you see any of the media of the Twin Cities posting a story that just looks like absolute garbage, ask them, okay, why are you doing this story when there was a congressman who threatened verbally and physically a congresswoman in the House and you haven't reported on that at all? You could. I'm just saying, it's not exactly the hardest thing in the world to do, but, you know, apparently for some people, they're busy. They're busy, Matt. Come on, Matt. Don't tilt the scales too much. Come on. Liberal. 952-946-6205. Programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Great Wall. Fantastic place. Just 50th and France in a dime. Speaking of, hey, if I have to do broth, might as well go over there. Yeah, they got great soups.
Perfect.
Hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, mooshu pork, and, of course, a great location, too. It's actually about 46 in France is where you'll find them. It's Great Wall Restaurant, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. So I put out an analogy earlier today that sizes up this trade war. Because over the weekend, on Friday, Trump put a bunch of tariffs on the Chinese goods, there's a lot of Republican economic experts whose main talking point to justify this was this idea that, well, at the end of the day, China needs the U.S. more than the U.S. needs China. And if we had such linear trade agreements as that today, I really can't argue with it too much. But those trade agreements don't exist anymore. And then the analogy I put out there is that if you take a moose, and this is, you know, economic lessons from Minnesota, take a moose, take an individual wolf, put the moose against the wolf, moose will win almost every time. Mooses are badass, man. I was up in Bemidji when I was working up at KKBJ up there? And the State Patrol called us on out to show us a car had hit a moose. It was like a little hatchback, and it angered the moose so much, this car hitting him, that he thrust his antler into the car's hood, and it actually implanted into the engine block, and then the moose walked away. So, you know, one wolf is not going to take down a moose. Pack of wolves, they can take down a moose. You need to think about trade on that level, is that we are no longer, it's not as if China's like, well, if we don't get our soybeans from the United States, there's nobody else that's going to get us soybeans. No. The rest of the world is Canada and Brazil and Argentina, South Africa, Australia. They're all running to China saying, hey, we can get you product starting in 3 months. We'll get our farmers planting right now. It's not a one versus one world anymore. It's a pack versus us. And right now, we don't have a lot of strength because we've got an idiot in the White House. If you want to track this back, okay, the real problem began when we started, and it was in the 90s, and this new conservative greed is good mentality was really starting to blossom. And the idea was, well, why would you hire American, and this is a Republican thing, why would you hire American workers at $45,000, $50,000 a year when you can send your entire manufacturing plant over to China, pay them $10,000 a year per person to build your product, and guess what? You get to pocket the rest of that money. So, yeah, there might be some initial cost of shifting your manufacturing base over to China, but guess what? You get to pocket all that cash. So, because this was in that day and age where a CEO of a company making $200,000 a year, that wasn't enough. It has to be $6 billion a year or $6 million a year. $6 million a year. I have to be able to afford a second vacation home and my ninth car and a 17th jet ski. And that's really where a lot of this came from. It's pure greed. And all they had to do was throw the American manufacturing base under the bus, which these conservatives did. This was something that was encouraged. During the same time, the Clinton administration was trying to get people to invest in Silicon Valley, and he was having some good success with that. While the Republicans were encouraging people to ship the manufacturing base for their companies overseas. And as a matter of fact, if you remember, there was in the 90s, there was this big hubbub about made in America because the Republicans didn't like the idea of us labeling products that, okay, so 70% of it was built in China, but 30% of it was assembled here. Why are we saying it's made in China? They were fighting it because conservative people were trying to encourage this idea that that you could manufacture a product overseas and it still was an American product. And it wasn't. And don't get me wrong, there were some Democrats that went along with this crap too. Plenty of them. But that's how this all started. And China's rule was this. If it's manufactured in China, it's a Chinese company. So even though you could have, Minnesota company, just making one up, Minnesota company makes a Minnesota product. Well, we're shipping our manufacturing base over there. It still is the corporate headquarters is based here, but with the manufacturing plant there, it's now a Chinese company. That's how the Chinese looked at it. And if you wanted to take advantage of their cheap labor, well, that's how you got around it. So there was a big push to get the Chinese to basically do most of our manufacturing. And in the long run, it's hurt our wages. It's hurt a lot of different things. The Chinese, though, knew they had a massive trade imbalance. I actually read this weekend, and I was floored by this. The Chinese were actually buying, prior to Trump, they were buying more soybeans than they needed. That thing about that, they were buying almost like twice as many soybeans as they needed. Now, part of that is a country wants to make sure that their populace can be fed. Okay, getcha. So having food stores is a good idea. But one of the things they knew was that they knew that because of other things, there was this massive trade imbalance. So the Chinese were buying all this extra soybeans, and a lot of it was going to rot in their silos, but they still were buying it because it was a cheap way for them to help kind of cut the trade imbalance. Well, one of the reasons why the soybean markets have individually been hammered is because the minute that Trump started this stupidity with the trade war, they said, well, okay, we're not going to buy any more extras with you. And these ag contracts are what are going to end up killing us. Because these contracts, the suppliers for these products are going to come from somewhere else. And the rest of the world is running to China saying right now, hey, you need peanuts? We can grow peanuts. We'll absolutely do that. It'd be great. The Chinese have announced their new tariffs. This is why the stock market was down 617 points today. But man, that's not the worst percentage drop ever. So why is that a big deal? That's a pretty big drop. And I think it's only going to go down from here. The Chinese, for some reason, they released this only in Mandarin. So it's taking some time for people to translate it. A list of 2,500 U.S. products will now incur a 25% tariff. Now, so what the Chinese have done is they put tariffs at 25%, 20%, 15%, and 10% on a bunch of products. Now, it's only $60 million worth of products, or $60 billion worth of products versus the United States' $200 billion. But this is going to hurt. The products that get the big tariff, food products such as meat, honey, bamboo, frozen peas, spinach, roasted coffee, green teas, various oils, fruit juice, and stuffed pasta. Alcoholic drinks such as beer, wine, and gin are also on that list. Chemicals are listed as a manufacturing equipment such as vacuum molding, wire drawing, and cable making machines. On the consumer side, televisions, headphones, DVD players, cameras, telescopes, alarm clocks, instruments such as pianos, buttons, and fishing rods are now pricier over there. And there's a new 20% tariff list covering 1,000 products. The 20% tariff will also hit foods, chemicals, books, some steel products, copper pipes, batteries, power supplies, photographic equipment, brushes, other stuff like golf clubs, bowling pins, stuff like that. The duties in the large part of U.S. farmers who largely supported Trump in 2016 but suffered from previous shots in the Trump administration trade war with China, thousands of products include peanuts, sugar, wheat, chicken, and turkey. I can tell you right now, turkey is probably the least deadly one for us. Chicken, wheat, and peanuts, and sugar. Trust me, there are plenty of countries who are developing sugar right now who are saying, okay, let's go to China. Here are some of the more of the products on the 25% tariff. Frozen, dried, smoked, and salted beef, honey, fine and coarse rice, corn, and wheat flour, as well as processed oats. That's going to hurt. Any plant used as a spice, that will hurt. Peanut oil, soybean oil, sunflower oil, that will hurt. Soda and bottled water, that will hurt. All the liquor I mentioned, those will really hurt. Building stones, bricks, panels, floor tiles, wall and ceiling coverings, pipes and tubes, wood flooring and carpets, tools for drilling. Furniture, including metal and wood frames and upholstered furniture, bedding and sleeping bags, lighting fixtures, watches and clocks. That's a lot of American exports right there. Parts for railway, tramway, locomotives, track signal equipment for railway, tramway. They have a lot more over there, so that does hurt us here. It doesn't have nearly the market in the United States as that is over in China. Canoes, other recreational vehicles. How about that mom-and-pop canoe shop? Well, they just lost their Chinese contracts. Coffee makers, hair dryers, microwaves, space heaters, electric ovens, televisions, microphones, headsets, speakers, recorders. Rocks, including granite, marble, chalk, and sandstone. Natural liquid gas, that's going to hurt. Metal ores, including iron, nickel, zinc, titanium, and zirconium. We don't know if taconite. I didn't see if taconite was on that. Precious and semi-precious stones, including diamonds, rubies, and emeralds. Chemicals, including chlorine, iodine, and sulfuric acid. Dyes and pigments. Yeah, this is going to hurt. And this is going to hurt really, really bad. I mean, let's make sure we understand this. This is going to hurt really bad. And we haven't even gotten to China's Trump card. And, you know, pun intended, they do actually have a Trump card. The Chinese have been buying off U.S. debt. If they were to stop buying U.S. debt and or start selling off the debt they have at bottom basement prices, the U.S. economy will tank very quickly. And we don't have that power to do it back to them. We can put tariffs on products. We don't have a poison pill like the Chinese do. And as much as Trump is sitting there doing his bravado and doing his new fake thing, well, $15 billion to buy ag products. I mean, well, Trump has been lying. I mean, the entire argument he's saying is that the Chinese tariffs are going right to the Treasury. No, they go to the supplier and then they generally raise the prices. They're not going to the Treasury. So, no, he doesn't even understand how trade freaking works. And we got this guy negotiating this stuff. And then on top of it, he's like, well, we're just going to buy all the ag stuff and we're going to ship it to needy countries. Your last budget cut 4 major food programs in the United States, you idiot. And yet now all of a sudden you're going to spend $15 billion to buy a bunch of stuff and what? Take it to some dock in some country and just chuck it on their dock and say, see, we helped. You don't even know what the hell you're doing. You don't even know what the hell you're doing. And let's be honest, most of that $15 billion will end up in the pockets of the largest corporate farmers, period. Period. It's a freaking mess. This is a mess. It's a self-created mess. And right now, all you farmers that voted for Trump, nice going, idiots. This is on your head. You should have realized the guy wasn't honest, because I saw he wasn't honest. But now your livelihood, your farm, your family farm that's been in your house and your family for 200 years, that's on the line now because Democrats are evil. Well, no, you got into bed with the evil. Good luck with that. Hold on, Gary and David, I'll get your calls after the break. 952-946-6205. God, this is going to get ugly. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here. Well, it already is. Have you seen Trump? It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Gary is in Minneapolis. He's been waiting forever. Gary, thanks for holding. Welcome into the show.
Hey, Matt, I'm not opposing you. I just want to put something else out there. You know, we had terrorists from the beginning of our country, and I really don't. This is all over my head. I don't know what I would do. But, you know, Trump promised tariffs, and I helped get him elected in the Rust Belt. I went through there in 2014 on the train, and all those old manufacturing buildings were all dilapidated and falling apart. And they went for it, and they're really suffering there. But I just want to say that after NAFTA, the unions lost their bargaining power because they said, well, we'll ship them overseas.
Well, and Gary, if I can step in here, it's twofold. And Gary's right. When you go through the Rust Belt, you go. A lot of those manufacturing plants are empty. But you should not look at China as the problem. Look at the greedy bastard CEOs and executives at that corporation that decided to shut down the local factory and ship their manufacturing base over to China so that they could basically get a 17th jet ski. That was the problem. And you can't look, and if you don't understand the basics of trade, then don't act like you can wing it. We already have seen this guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And no, since the attack, when he's like promised, well, we're going to have American steel. No, there are no foundries in the U.S. have basically applied for upgrades or more money. They just have not. There is nothing that's happening that's positive on this trade war outside of the fact that Trump basically thought, I'm going to be the big boy and I'm going to do big boy stuff, and he didn't understand what the hell he was doing. And China has basically finally said, the heck with this, because China has a Trump card over us with the debt that they owe of the United States. And like I said, it's you know, you just, how badly are things getting screwed up now? And the ag stuff is not coming back. It's not. David is in San Francisco. David, thanks for holding. Welcome on into the show.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, I think that Trump and Wilbur Ross know exactly what they're doing. Wilbur Ross, of course, is a commerce secretary, and his nickname, go to Wikipedia, King of Bankruptcy. And The second thing that I would say that they know exactly why they're what they're doing is they're doing currency speculating. And by, you know, it's not often that the king of a nation can ruin his own economy. But if Trump wants to pretend he's a king, and if you remember, 100 years ago, World War One, there was a pretense that it was based upon the death of Archduke Ferdinand. But the reality was the war started because currency speculators played nations against each other. And they'd praise a nation, and then they'd curse a nation.
Well, and David, I want to, you know, Archduke Ferdinand, the assassination there, the alliances that got built up. Now, granted, how did those alliances get built up? David's making a very good point. There was vilification and, you know, positive relations that were being spun by a lot of people. But the reality was that was what the cause was. How you got to the point where it exploded at that point is what David was referring to. No, I don't think this has anything to do with bankruptcies or this. I think it's currency speculation. I think this is basically Russia wants the United States economy to collapse. And so they're telling these people to do it. And if you don't do it, we'll show everyone the pee-pee tape. And so Trump is now surrounded by loyalists who will basically do what he wants to do. This is if you look at what's going on in this country, this is what the textbook, what the Russians dreamed of, the American economy being crippled, not by external forces, but from within. It's rotting from the inside, and that rot is Donald Trump and his administration. Okay, so the Governor Walz and the House and the Senate met over on Sunday. Both sides returned to the negotiation table Sunday evening to resume talks about a five-day impasse, but in 90 minutes, the Senate Republicans reiterated, "No, we're not going to change our position. You got to do what we want to do." Going back to this whole thing of Republicans are wuss balls, and they basically is, "How dare the Democrats think they have anything to say? How dare you? You're beneath us." That's what the Republicans are like. And the Republicans basically are having this mentality that they're not going to concede anything. Well, you know, Governor Walz, Speaker Hortman, just walk away. Just walk away. Trust me. We can keep things at the same levels. We make this the issue of next year. And I'll tell you what, you put Rhodes out there and then let the Republicans, like I said, part of the whole argument is the Republicans might be just stonewalling to kill this thing because they want to kill the medical tax that funds health care in the state of Minnesota. They might that there's a lot of people that are speculating that that's the entire thing is that they will get nothing done so they can walk away, get rid of it. Well, then make that the issue that the Republicans refuse to help people that need health care. For a bunch of people that claim to like Christ, they sure as heck don't know the first thing about what Christ taught about feeding the hungry and sheltering the homeless and taking care of the sick. They don't know a damn thing about it. And they try to play both sides of the coin. And I'm sorry, it's about damn time we started putting these so-called Christians on the point. If you want to wear your Christianity on your sleeve, especially during an election, fine. Then explain to me why you went and took away health care from all these people. Because they are trying to do that. And this is and so if this is where their end game is, there's no point in negotiating. And I think if you're Governor Walz and you're Speaker Hortman, you have numerous times gone out there. Do me a favor. Democrats, don't just take anything to try to get a win. Do not sacrifice and give them as only holding the Senate 95% of what they want just so you can get the 5% win. Do not do that. They need to come far closer than we need to come to them. That should be your standard. Absolutely. And if they don't want to, well, then put it on their head and win in 2020. Back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.